KORN News Radio Sports here for Friday, February 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan Women's Basketball back at the Corn Palace for what could be the final time this season. They host the number 3 seed Hastings tomorrow and the GPAC Tournament Semifinals that tip off at 3 p.m. on Saturday. The winner tomorrow advances to the GPAC Tournament Final coming up on Tuesday nights. Other scores from Class B Girls Region Tournaments last night. There was one number one seed in Class B that fell. That was Region 2B as the 5 seed DeSmits knocked off number one Arlington 87-80 in double overtime. The rest of the Class B Sonac 16 games coming up next Thursday, March 5th. Times and locations to be announced later this morning. Lyman will be your number one seed. They'll take on the 16 seed McIntosh. Lyman won last night at the Corn Palace, beating Burke by 30 points, 58-28. Parkston's the 2 seed. They'll take on the 15 seed DeSmit. A number 3 Bennett County, last year's champions. They'll take on the 14 seed Ipswich. The Ethan girls will be number 4. They'll take on the 13 seed at Dubrook, while the number 5 Coleman Egan at 21-1. They take on the number 12 seed Warner. And then the bottom half of the bracket, number 6 Harding County will face number 11 at Jones County, both those teams out west. Number 7 Centerville takes on the 10 seed Highmore Herald, and number 9 Corsica Stickney, they await to see where they will head as they take on the 8 seed Wabe Summits. Class A girls last night, there was also one number 1 seed that fell. It was Region 1A up north as the 4 seed Sisseton knocked off the 1 seed Aberdeen-Roncalli 45-36. Also in Region 1A, Groton beat Milbank in 2 overtimes last night, 54-52. Other than that, all the top seeds advanced, number 1 and number 2 seeds all the way through. So this is your Class A girls SODAC 16 next Thursday. Hamlin is the 1 seed. They'll take on number 16 Sisseton. Number 2 Mapiahuitla takes on McCook Central Montrose, a 15 seed. Number 3 Wagner takes on number 14 Del Rapids, while number 4 Sioux Valley will face the 13 seed St. Thomas More. Number 5 Lennox versus number 12 Miller. The 6 seed is Sioux Falls Christian. They take on number 11 Groton. If there are no upsets, Wagner would take on Sioux Falls Christian in the first round of the state tournaments. The 7 seed is West Central. They take on the 10 seed Mobridge Pollock, and number 8 Rapid City Christian will take on number 9 Lakota Tech. NBA from last night, Minnesota Timberwolves beat the LA Clippers 94-88. Anthony Edwards with 31 points and Dante DiVincenzo added 18. Timberwolves are 5-1 here since February 9th. They're 3-1 since the All-Star break, and they'll be at Denver to take on the Nuggets Sunday afternoon. That's a 2:30 start time on ABC. The NCAA Football Oversight Committee is recommending emergency legislation to protect the transfer portal window by issuing penalties for schools and coaches who circumvent the rules. The committee this week proposed legislation to penalize schools who add players who did not make public their interest in transferring during the January transfer portal window. The proposed legislation would become effective immediately if it is approved at the Division I cabinet meeting coming up in April. A head coach who accepts a transfer who did not properly enter the January portal would be prohibited from all recruiting, on-field coaching, and team meetings for 6 games for the upcoming season. And that's a look at your sports for this Friday, February 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.